Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of local events and projects, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. The Blizzard Valley. Fields of Fear, update, October 14-30. Northern Screams Attractions is producing a frightening new haunt called the Blizzard Valley, Fields of Fear. The opening weekend has now been postponed to October 14. Runs nightly Thursday to Saturday until October 30 at the Carrefour Sen Real Belle Isle Cultural Center, 2777 Main Street in Blizzard Valley. Tickets $10 each, or $25 for three. Visit www.northernscreamsattractions.com. Sculpture, Poetry and Prose Event October 8 Greater Sudbury Poet Laureate Vera Constantino, visual artist and sculptor Suzanne McRae and local writers Joanne Renzoni and Shelley Burden will present a collaboration of sculpture, poetry and prose and an interactive game encouraging attendees to write their own poem. Event takes place at various local libraries over the next several Fridays. This week's event takes place 1 to 2:30 p.m. October 8 at the South End Public Library branch. Event will be cancelled if there is rain. Part of Culture Days. Common Ground Art Show until October 9. Exhibit by visual artist Jillian Schultz and photographer Jess McShane at Gallery 174, 174 Elgin Street, October 2-9. The artists are also offering a prize package where they will take the winner on a full-day adventure to experience the natural world through their eyes. People can enter the contest by attending the Common Ground exhibition in person or online. Learn more on the exhibition website. United Way's Live Love Lunch until October 9. United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, Nord-Est de l'Ontario, UWCNEO, is hosting the inaugural Local Love Lunch taking place the week of October 4, with the goal of providing 1,400 meals to neighbors in need. For every ticket sold, a nutritious meal will be provided for someone in the community affected by food insecurity. Tickets are $15, with all proceeds remaining in the community to support programs and services aimed at addressing food insecurity. Visit uwcneo.com or phone 705-560-3330. Virtual workshop on the trades October 14, Don't Diss My Abilities, a Learning Disabilities Awareness Month presentation. Talking trades with HGTV's Paul LaFrance and his daughter Promise. October 14 from 6 to 8 p.m. event is free and takes place via Zoom. Put on by Learning Disabilities Association of Sudbury and Cambrian College. Register on Cambrian College's website. Sudbury Theatre Centre presents Quiet. I'm Talking by Vince Gritani. October 14 to 30 Sudbury Theatre Centre's 50th anniversary season opens with Quiet. I'm Talking by Vince Gritani, running October 14 to 30. Gritani has created a marvelous character in Bunny Bevington Smythe, a wealthy heiress in her ninth decade. Bunny has written a biography and has invited the media to her Muskoka cottage to regale them with her passions, philosophies and opinions on love, life and liquor. A straight shooter, she's magnificent, hilarious and a hoot. Mary Pitt stars in this one-actor tour de force. She has performed across Canada including the Stratford and Shaw festivals and is making her STC debut. Tickets available at the Debrina box office at 705-674-8381 extension 21. Stop by in person at 170 Shaughnessy Street in downtown Sudbury, Tuesday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., online at sudburytheatre.com. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra String Quartet Concert October 16. The Sudbury Symphony Orchestra is commencing its concert season with a tribute to the Marsalis String Quartet. Two concerts take place at Sudbury Indie Cinema October 16, at 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. The concert provides a jazz-influenced repertoire with pieces from W. Bolcom and W. Marsalis, including Marsalis' one and only string quartet. A special premiere of Zubi Rag, written by principal cellist Dubrakna Zubek's father, Andrei Zubek, will be performed live for audience members. Early bird tickets cost $40. Tickets go up in price to $45 October 11. They're available online here. Greater Sudbury Youth Ambassadors Pageant October 16-17 takes place October 16-17 at Northbury Hotel. Entry fee of $100. Event open to girls aged 5 to 24 who live in or attend school in all areas of the Sudbury District. 5 age categories. Delegates have a chance to be named Little Miss, Miss Preteen, Junior Miss, Teen and Miss Greater Sudbury Youth Ambassadors 2022. Phone 705-918-4747. Book launch October 16th. Launch of Aurore Gatwenzi's debut poetry collection Gold Pours. Published by local publishing company Latitude 46. Event takes place at 7 p.m. October 16th at That Creative Loft, 887 Notre Dame Avenue Suite E. Visit www.latitude46publishing.com. Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty Tribute Show October 17th. Enjoy a tribute performance by Fleetwood Nicks, a Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks tribute act, as well as Practically Petty, a tribute to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. October 17th at 8 p.m. at the New Sudbury Center. Event is in support of Diabetes Canada. Tickets $40. Phone 1-888-777-9793 or visit this website for tickets. Northern Game Expo October 17th. Northern Game Expo takes place at the Caruso Club 12-5 p.m. October 17th. More than 50 tables featuring video games, comics, anime, artists and more. Local podcasters The Northern Nerdcast will be on hand as well doing a live show from the expo. Masks as well as proof of full vaccination will be required before entering the doors. Early access, 11 a.m., for early access ticket holders. Admission $10 at the door, kids 10 and under are free. Early access tickets cost $15, and are available at Comics North and Hidden Level Games. Delicious Localicious campaign October 18th to October 31st. Participating restaurants will donate $2 to Maison McCulloch Hospice for every meal sold within their fixed price menu. Event runs October 18 to 31 at Bella Vita Cucina, Di Gusto, Hard Rock, JD Southern Smokehouse, MIC, The P&M Cucina, Mr. Prime Rib, Verdicchio Ristorante and Tony V's Pizza and Restaurant. Virtual presentation on Nurturing Resilience October 19th. Parents, guardians are invited to learn about resilience October 19th with one of Canada's leading authorities on the topic, from the comfort of their home. Dr. Michael Unger will talk about nurturing resilience through strong family, school and community connections. The virtual event, which begins at 7 p.m., will follow the annual general meeting of Rainbow District School Board's Parent Involvement Committee. The presentation will take place through Google Meet. Sudbury Burlesque Halloween Cabaret Series October 21-30. Peek-a-Boo Burlesque October 21-23. Hollywood Fright Night October 25-27. Hellbent Burlesque October 28-30. All take place at the Colson. Each show features live go-go dancers, more than 7 burlesque acts, live music, costume prizes and more. A limited number of tickets are being sold to maintain a socially distanced audience, in accordance with the guidelines from Greater Sudbury Public Health and the Colson Nightclub. Costumes are encouraged. Doors open 7:30 p.m., with curtain time 8 p.m. Tickets cost $44.24 plus tax. www.sudburyburlesque.com. Greater Sudbury Weaving Project. During October, become a part of the Greater Sudbury Museum's Community Weaving Project. Pick up your free weaving kit of plastic mesh and recycled fabric at any Greater Sudbury Public Library branch. Complete the mini weaving square and return it to the library by October 29. The squares will be joined together to decorate the Anderson Farm Museum. For more information, visit the Greater Sudbury Museum's Facebook page or email nadia.vellucci@greatersudbury.ca. Part of Culture Days. Wordstock November 4-6. The Wordstock Sudbury Literary Festival is a go, with a blended in-person and virtual version of the event slated to take place November 4-6, with in-person events at Holiday Inn Sudbury. Tickets now on sale here. More information on this year's event can also be found on their Facebook and Instagram pages. La Slague presents Les Hay Babies Bois Dox Lettre, Mailbox. November 6, these three laid-back and amiable Acadian ladies started out in a folk and country vein and gradually morphed into subtly cinematic pop rock. Fine voices and great grooves keep it all real. After years of touring, they really know what they're doing. Now, in a new twist, they've come up with a concept show, meticulously crafted and totally true to life. takes place at the Caruso Club. La Slague has brought in a pay-what-you-can policy for 2021-22 season. Visit laslague.ca/billetterie. Greater Sudbury Farmers Market. The last two outdoor markets of the year take place at York Street 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday, October 7 and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 9. The Farmers Market then moves inside to Science North as of Saturday, October 16, and will be open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The indoor market runs every Saturday until December 18, and will resume in January after the holiday season. Vaccination passports not required, as the market is considered an essential service. Cambrian College Massage Therapy and Dental Hygiene Clinics. Cambrian College is offering dental hygiene and massage therapy clinics to the general public. Students in Cambrian's massage therapy program will provide services to the Sudbury community as part of their training under the supervision of qualified faculty. The cost is $25 per visit. To book an appointment, visit www.cambriancollege.ca/massagetherapyclinic. Students in the dental hygiene and dental assisting programs are also providing various dental services to the community under the supervision of licensed dentists and registered dental hygienists. The cost of appointments is $25 per person or $35 for a family of two or more. To book an appointment, visit www.cambriancollege.ca/dental-clinic. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.